AP News for this Sunday, September 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn, capping a seven-year journey to the asteroid Bennu and back.
Touchdown of the OSIRIS-REx sample return capsule, a journey of a billion miles.
The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft dropped a capsule with asteroid samples down to Earth, with NASA scientists waiting in the Utah desert. NASA commentator James Traley.
Opening a time capsule to our ancient solar system.
Scientists expect to have at least a cup of rubble from Bennu, which will be analyzed for clues about the dawn of the solar system. Flood advisories and high surf warnings remain up for parts of the mid-Atlantic as the remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia churn up high waves. National Weather Service forecaster Eric Holflick in New Jersey.
Flooding is going to continue, and it's not expected to be as bad and should be more isolated.
There's a new tropical system brewing in the Atlantic named Philippe. Monday, authorities on Maui in Hawaii will begin allowing residents to return to their devastated properties in Lahaina, 7 weeks after the wildfire devastation. Three people were killed in Ukraine's Kherson region by Russian airstrikes, and Pope Francis is lamenting the ongoing war. Our Lawrence Brooks reports.
Pope Francis has labeled the weapons industry as being a key driver of Russia's war in Ukraine during brief remarks to reporters while returning home from Marseille in France.
Non farsi illusioni che domani.
Frustrated that the Vatican's diplomatic initiatives hadn't borne much fruit.
Some members of Congress have been trying to negotiate a budget agreement with conservative holdouts, which threatens a government shutdown next week. A surprise visit by former President Jimmy Carter and his wife to the Plains, Georgia Peanut Festival this weekend. The former president, who is in hospice care, will turn 99 years old next week. This is AP News. The latest on the writer's strike.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. The major movie and TV studios are meeting with Hollywood screenwriters over the weekend for negotiations to end the Writers Guild of America strike that's been going on since May. The studios and the actors union, SAG-AFTRA, which has been picketing since July, are not engaging in any new talks to end that strike.
I'm sorry, wait, who are you?
Captain America.
Actor Anthony Mackie, known for playing the new Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is back at his old job repairing roofs in his hometown. Mackie has teamed with the nonprofit group Rebuilding Together New Orleans for a second year to fix roofs damaged by natural disasters for those in need. Usher will do the halftime show for the Super Bowl on February 11th in Las Vegas. He's known for songs like OMG, Burn, and Yeah. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.